Welcome to another episode of Cover 3 Athletics Podcast. This is your boy Brentero here, and I'm really excited for this episode. I'm back here inside the Duquesne radio station. It's been almost over a month since I've been inside this room. It's been over a month since CTA has recorded a podcast episode, and I'm, as I said earlier, really excited for this podcast today because I have three state champions from the Western Pennsylvania area who are going to talk to me about what happened to them in this past month, winning both WPIAL and state titles. I got Kate Iacomelli from Penn Trafford on today's episode, along with Eli Heidenreich from Mount Lebanon and Donovan Walker from Aliquippa. Donovan's a junior, while Eli and Kate are both seniors at their respected schools. Kate's going to be playing football next year at the University of Wisconsin, while Eli will be playing football at the university, playing football at Navy. And Donovan currently right now has a Division I offer from Albany. He's definitely going to get more as the offseason progresses, and maybe even some offers during his senior season, depending on what day and what month he commits. All I can really say is, before I bring all three of my guests on, is that it's really awesome to see these athletes win. That's not even a question. But what is also awesome to see is just the fact that throughout this whole season, everyone talked about Eli, everyone talked about Cade, and how you could say they carry their teams, even though both Mount Lebanon and Penn Trafford were dominant schools. I mean, they had both teams had QB, the running back, wide receiver, the offensive lineman, and even some defensive players too. And then Aliquippa, always just being Aliquippa, and just beating teams, really. The only team Aliquippa lost to this past season was the Central Valley at home, and it was a close game, and I think it was like a one possession game, something like that. And then Mount Lebanon won 15-0, didn't lose a single game to any single team. And then Penn Trafford, they lost twice last year. Once was at home against Peters Township. They just somehow can't beat Peters Township for some reason. Even if you probably put the best guys, they probably still can't win. I have no idea why that's the case. They lost to them, and they lost to Devin Whitlock and the Bell Vernon Leopards. So that's where we're at with all three of these athletes. We're going to invite, hopefully, if they can come on soon, all three of them. And we'll see how it goes and what they have to say about their experiences of being state champions. So we got Cade in the room, and we're going to have him come in and see how he's doing. Audio, just connecting with him. Should be here any second. Sorry for the delay, ladies and gentlemen. Zoom's always not the friendliest, but we will get this to work. For what's interesting about Aliquippa, the school Donovan attends, is the fact that PIA wants to have them playing 5A next year. And to me, it's just, I don't know why the PIAA would allow that or would want that to happen. They're a 1A school, and they're already playing up as to begin with. Even when they won the state title in 2019, they were playing in 3A. Now they want it in 4A. And now I guess the PIA wants them to have them win in 5A. Try to get both Cade and Eli on. Cade's audio still seems to be connecting. I think Eli's with me. Eli, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. How are you doing today?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. We're just waiting on hey, there is Cade. I think his audio is still connecting. There he goes. Now it's connected. What's up, Kate? How are you?
Good. How are you doing? My bad. It was, like, weird for me for a second.
No, it's cool. It's cool. It's cool. We'll just be waiting on Donovan, though, but we don't have to wait for him for that long. Once again, welcome, guys, to another episode of Cover 3 Athletics Podcast. Congrats this past 3-4 months. Just so much going on involving your football teams. Whoopi on state titles for both of you guys. And the question I want to begin now is that for both of you, now that throughout this past month you just been just walking around school and walking around your community realizing that you're really a state champion, just tell me, for both of you guys, how does that feel knowing that all the hard work throughout the off season and the regular season, the postseason, is finally paying off? Kate, I'll start with you with that question.
I mean, pretty much just what you said. When you kind of work hard for something and you kind of like pray for it and you desire for it, and then for it to like come to full life, I mean, that's something really special right there. I mean, I'm still kind of on cloud nine, so to speak. I know my teammates are. We actually were at a convention today. I got back like an hour ago. We had like a school commissioner meeting or something, and they kind of honored us, which was pretty cool. So it's little stuff like that that just makes you feel special. It makes you feel like you made an impact, not only in yourself but in the community. So I mean, honestly, it's everything I worked for, and it's fantastic.
That's great to hear, Kate. And Eli, how about you?
Yeah, just like Kate said, you know, it was truly a special feeling. And I would say the coolest thing about it was being able to just deliver this state championship to our community. You know, you could just feel it when I walked out onto the field in the state championship game, and it felt like, you know, the entirety of Mount Lebanon was there cheering us on. And when we got back that Sunday, they had this this parade in uptown Mount Lebanon, and I mean, there was probably a mile long of just the streets were just lined with people. You know, it was a really, really cool feeling of, you know, knowing that I was able to, and our team was able to deliver that for our community. It was really, really, really special feeling.
It's great to hear how special it was for both of you. Congratulations once again. Both of your schools have been known for having good football teams in the past, though, but it just seemed like both of your schools were just one step away, and both of your teams finally were able to get over that hump this year, so that's wonderful to see. And Kate, involving Penn Trafford, first Whitfield, first state title, you being a part of that, and I kind of want to talk about one of your teammates that also, of course, made an impact. I know the whole team is, but the one player I think we all kind of are like, wow, he did that, was Carter Green, your quarterback. That dude's a freak lacrosse player. And then he just... And then all of a sudden, he gets one chance to start, and it's his senior year. He looks behind Ethan Carr and some of the other quarterbacks from years past, and it's a lacrosse player that gets it done. I mean, he's athletic, I get that, though, but just the fact that you guys threw him in 1 year and he's able to get the job done, what was that like for you being behind Carter just now, and it's his first year? Do you feel like he had any nerves throughout the season, or do you feel like he was just calm and cool and collective?
Me and Carter have been playing football now since, I'm going to say midgets, and I mean like young, like flag football. So I know he is in pressure times, and he is very cool. He's calm and collected. But one thing about Carter Green is that kid plays with heart. I mean, I always tell everybody this, he's the heart of the team. He's the heart and soul of the team. He's the guy behind scenes. That's like, you know, obviously like talking to guys, getting guys going. Carter's my best friend. I love the dude to death. And obviously without him, without his leadership, without his heart, I mean, it definitely helped rally everybody else together. So to answer your question, I think he was Carter Green. I mean, he was the leader. He was the calm person. He was the fighter. And that's what we needed.
It's just such a great story. I mean, maybe if he was like a 3-year starter, just like you, it would just been like, well, they just kept working. But like, it's just, I don't know if he always played QB. Kate, of course, you would know. Was he, when you get played football with him when he was young, when you guys were younger, was he always playing quarterback? Or?
When we started midgets, I was actually the quarterback. I wasn't a passer, though. I would just call the cadence, catch the ball, and run. But Carter, around towards middle school and like late midgets, like when we started getting older, was when he started, you know, when you start actually throwing the ball, because I don't have the best arm. But So they started putting him there, and then, you know, he took over from there.
Interesting. Great story there. We have Donovan Walker, who's about to enter the room. We're about to welcome him as well and bring another state champion as well. Man, I feel like I'm surrounded by so many famous celebrities. We'll see if Donovan's audio can connect in video. It was kind of slow. I don't know why. I guess it's something involving my connection or something. Because you guys were in here for like a good 2 minutes and it finally just got working. So just give Donovan some time there.
Sorry, no big deal. You can take your time.
But now, while Donovan's loading, Eli, let's talk about you. As again, whole Mount Lebanon team just making an impact. Every single player, though. But the trio, though, offensively, between you and Alex Texa and Joey Daniels, that's just something crazy, too. It's the connection that you all have, and it seems like the friendship you guys have had from the articles that I've read, it just seems something special. Could you describe what that trio was like to the offense this year and the relationship that you have with both of them?
Yeah, absolutely. So that relationship has been going on for a while now. You know, I've been playing with those dudes since, you know, first grade now. And that chemistry, you know, between us three has been building up for a long time now. And, you know, that's kind of where that relationship starts. And then off the field, me, Alex, and Joey were always, you know, hanging out, you know, going to get food, you know. Definitely have a super strong friendship, you know, off the field. And obviously, but this year, the trio was super important. You know, you get your both phases of the game, you know, passing the ball, running the ball, you know, super helpful. But I line up front, man, you know, got to shout them out. They were dogs all year long, and, you know, I wouldn't be able to do the things that I do, and I know Joey and Alex wouldn't be able to do the things that they do without those dudes up front. So, you know, that we were definitely a big role in you know, helping our team win the state championship, but go to those dudes up front, no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, I talked to D Brown as well. I'm like, yeah, Pentraffer and Lipa, they got some ball players, and D's like, yeah, everyone talks about Kate, Eli, Joey, Carter, you name them, but like they're both teams' offensive linemen are like really good. I'm like, oh, okay. I wish more people would talk about them, but I guess that's the case when you sign up for that position. But yeah, it's whatever. Donovan, are you with us? Actually, this should be him now. Okay, I see the video. Donovan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here now.
Awesome. Welcome to another episode of Cover 3 Athletics Legs podcast. Kate, Eli, and I, we were all just talking about their successes this past season by winning WIPU and state titles. And now that you just come on here, I want to ask you now, tell me, Donovan, you're now a state champion. You're also a WIPU champion. How does that feel?
It feels good, especially my brother winning in 2018, winning the WIPU and states. Having that feeling, going up in a crowd with him, it felt awesome. Especially from freshman year losing at Hinesville to Central Valley and last year losing to Thomas Jefferson, we knew we had to do to get to that point and win.
And that's great to hear, Donovan. And I want to talk about the WIPU championship games for all three of you, because there was storylines, obviously, for all three games. We'll start... Donovan, we'll continue with the 4A title game. Your team faced Bel Vernon, and I'm not going to lie to you, Donovan. I feel like a lot of people had Bel Vernon winning because the idea they had Devin Whitlock and Quinnen Martin, and they're just all big names, and some of them, they're actually a part of the Out of This World gang with Eli and Cade, obviously. But you and your whole team decide, we're not going to let them win today, though. So just tell me, Aliquippa, I know it's a good football school, and you guys always play hard, though. But what was the mindset for you guys, and what was the strategy to shut both of them down, and that not just both of them, but the whole team down in that game?
I feel like the mindset was finish, because that's what we had on the back of our hoodies this year, finish, because we didn't finish the 2 years before. And it was just during the week how you practice was how you was going to play and how you watch film, watch film all night to know, because Quinn and Devin Whitlock is two great players. And we knew that if the defense played big, then we was going to have that game.
And you got, and you did all right. You had at least like two interceptions and then the touchdown at the end of the half, which was just spectacular. Spectacular throw from Quinnen, though, but just a spectacular catch by you as well. So once again, congratulations to you. And congratulations on the Albany offer you had like in the past 2 or 3 weeks, something like that. How did that feel? How did that feel getting that offer, knowing that's where your brother plays right now?
That felt good. I was actually shocked because it was Christmas Eve and the coach called him. So I'm thinking he just called him to check up on him. And for him to say I had a full ride to Albany and knowing my brother played there and knowing I could play with my brother, it just felt awesome.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Donovan, you're a ball player. I think that's no secret to all of us in here. And I just think the offers are going to continue to come. And I just cannot wait to see throughout this offseason what other schools are going to open their eyes and see that you're a ball player. So, yeah, congratulations to all of the success you've had. And you're also a basketball player, too. And I'll get a little bit more into that later. But now I want to talk about the 5A game between Penn Trafford and Mooncade. Just knowing that for both schools that you guys, as I said, you guys were football schools but didn't reach that peak yet. And we all kind of knew, just even if Donovan and Eli weren't there, just the idea that someone was going to be really happy and someone was going to be really sad. And Moon, unfortunately for all the Moon people listening, they were the ones that lost and you guys were one. Just tell me, though, with the snow coming down and just your team wearing the green and Moon wearing the red, it was kind of like a Christmas game, to be honest with you, Kate. Just tell me the emotions throughout that, just seeing, because I think out of every title game this year, I think that was the most crowded. No disrespect to all the other schools, but there was just something different. Maybe it was because it was Saturday night. I'm not sure, though. But just tell me that whole feel and just knowing that you're playing at high and seeing the whole crowd and knowing that one of these schools is going to make history and the other is just going to have to wait another year.
Well, I mean, Penn Trafford obviously is not really known for like winning Whipple titles and state titles. So for us to go in there and for every like writer and for every article to pick Moon and their reasoning to be because Penn Trafford can't get over the hump, as a player and as a person, a part of that community, and even as a coach, I mean, obviously that's, and as a competitor too, I mean, that's going to get up your skin. So that's something that we obviously were not very, you know, happy about. We didn't take it, you know, very, very well. But I mean, when for us to like, for me to see that field goal miss, when I actually thought I was going to block it, because I was right there, and then I remember it went through my, I think it was my arms. But when I saw it miss, I mean, if you watch the video, you just see me kind of like jump up and down and like swinging my arms. I don't know what I was doing. I can't really describe the emotion I had, but I guess relief, if that's the word. I think the greatest like emotional feeling I had was when I got off the bus and I came back and my dad was crying. That's something I'll never forget as a player. That's something I'll never forget. My whole life, but I mean, obviously this year was one heck of a ride, and that game right there was arguably one of the most special games I ever played in.
Yeah, I'm not surprised that you said that, but yeah, just so much emotion just seeing your whole team and the whole team after, you could tell it was something special. Congrats to you once again. And now Eli, 6A game. I'm not gonna lie to you. That was a straight-up butt-whooping that I read about. I wasn't there, but that was a straight-up butt. That's not even funny. Like, Central Catholic gets all these football players from, like, different areas, and it's like, okay, like, you know, they don't win every year, though, but they expect it to be good. Of course they're good this year. But, dude, like, Eli, that wasn't... for Donovan and Cade and for myself, that wasn't funny, like, how bad that was. Just tell me, though, beating a private school in Central Catholic, what was it like... You guys scored at least over 40 points and they only scored 7 on the night. Maybe you guys scored like 50. 52-7? What was it?
I think, I want to say
49-7, I think. It doesn't matter. All we know is that was a straight up butt whooping, though. But just tell me, Eli, that Central Catholic, don't get me wrong, so many ball players, such as people like Devin Barron, Donovan Heinisch, JD Younger. I can go on thinking of some other one of the Altman brothers. His name's Josh. Yeah, definitely his name's Josh. But just knowing that their whole school, and Anthony Speca too, sophomore linebacker, just knowing that that team has had a rich history of success, and you were able to beat a team with at least 6 Division I recruits. How did that make you feel, and how do you think that made your whole team feel, knowing that you whooped them?
You know, that was an awesome feeling that night. And we kind of lived by this the whole season, and I don't know if you saw it at the state championship game, but we had this banner that said homegrown. And, you know, for us, that meant that we were just a bunch of kids that have been playing with each other, you know, since we were in first and second grade. And, you know, no shade of Central, but obviously, you know, they can get kids from different areas, get kids from different communities. And, you know, we're just a bunch of kids from a 5-mile radius, and to be able to come together and beat a very talented team like that was truly special.
Man, all I can say is that there's no doubt that all three of you had special moments throughout these past couple months, though. And just knowing that throughout this hard time that some people are dealing with the pandemic, it's great to see some happiness in this world, and just seeing people like all three of you be happy after working so hard. I mean, it's just awesome to see. So, yeah, congratulations to all three of you there. Another question I want to ask you. You guys are all young. You guys, not all young. I guess you guys are all young, though. But just growing up, I assume that you all lived in the same school district since you guys were younger. I'm just going to assume that, but if not, you can correct me. But who would you say, for all three of you, or some of the, when you were younger, who were some of the players from like Aliquippa, Penn Trafford, and Mount Lebanon that you look up to? Donovan, I'll start with you with that question.
See, I wasn't alive when Darrell Reeves and all them was in high school, so like I know they're pros and all that, but I'll probably say my brother that go to Albany, MJ Devonshire at Pitt, William Gibson, Zariah Fisher, like all the Division I athletes that just came out of Aliquippa. But like when I was younger, they would always train me and always want me to be the best and all that, so I really admired them for that.
Okay. That's interesting to see the relationship you built there with there. Cade, what about you? Any Penn Trafford, old Penn Trafford players that you admired or that like helped you train that you really liked?
I don't know. I'm sure you know Timmy Vecchio, the receiver we had.
Yeah, I've heard that name.
Timmy Vecchio was a player that was really good for us when I was growing up. All my buddies would always like go to their games and talk about him. So if there's one player I kind of like look up to and was like, wow, like probably him.
Okay. Eli, what about you at Mount Lebanon?
There's definitely a few. I would say Luke Hagee for us. He was a stud. I think he went to Cornell. And then another one would be Troy Apke, who went to Penn State and is on the Washington football team right now. And then the last one, I'd say David Harvey, another running back. He was a really good player for us too, and he ended up going to Princeton. So those three right there for sure.
Interesting what you all said, and the reason why I asked you all three of this question is because no matter what happens with all of you after today, you guys, in my opinion, I don't know what others think, you guys are now in that list with them, and I think that's truly special because What you guys might have thought of this, though, but what you guys might have not maybe thought of for a long period of time is the idea that there's younger kids at Aliquippa, Penn Trafford, and Mount Lebanon that are like 8 or 9 years old that you probably don't know about that definitely saw you either saw all three of you play in either the state championship game or the Whipple title game, and they all definitely think to themselves, like, wow, Eli, Donovan, Kate, they're all just so good. I want to be, if not as good as them, maybe even better than them when I get at the high school level, though. So just the impact that all three of you had on the football field, it's going to affect one of these younger kids. And you might not know right now, though, but maybe seven or eight years down the road, you might hear some younger kid from all three of your schools who is a baller. And if someone asked them the question, like, who was one of your favorite players from the school that you go to, there's a good chance they're going to say one of your guys' three names. And maybe I'll have you soak that in for like 10 seconds, but that's what I think when I see all three of you. So it's just great to see the impact that you made at your school. So just tell me now, Donovan, I'll start with you, since this question I'll ask you is going to be different from the ones that for Eli and Cade, because you're a junior, though. I'll start with the basketball question with you. You, Quinnen, and your basketball team really doing really well. And I don't feel like you guys had much time to prepare. Maybe you guys did. I'm not sure what how the way you balanced football and basketball during the football season, though. But you guys are off to a hot start. So just tell me, Donovan, how quickly was it for you and the rest of the football players that are now playing on the basketball team to play this well?
Because during football season, like at the beginning, like when spring ball and all that, we had a little summer league, and we'd go to football practice, and then right after football practice, we'd go to a summer league game and play basketball. So, like, we all play both sports, and we all really good at both sports. So I feel like that helped. But we played the state championship on the 9th, and I think we had a basketball game the next Tuesday. So we only had, like, one practice as a team. And we went and won by almost 30. So, I don't know. I mean, I just think that we're just good at both sports, and that just helps a lot, I guess.
You're all just so good. You are all so good, but you guys just work and practice so hard, and that's something that we should all respect. So congratulations to the early success that you had, and can't wait to see what you guys can able to do once the season continues to progress. So, Cade and Eli, Cade, I guess I'll start with you. You're a senior. You're definitely thinking, oh, when am I going to Wisconsin? When am I going to get there? Just tell me, though, you have maybe what? You might graduate late May, early June, something like that, though. Just tell me, what else are you excited for the rest of your senior year of high school?
I mean, pretty much I'm just trying to spend a lot of time with my buddies. We actually went on vacation. It was like a surprise vacation over break, Christmas break. And when we got back, I was like, hey, Mom, can we not go on any more, like, trips before we leave? Because I kind of want to spend time here. So I'm not really, like, looking forward to anything specifically, but I'm just trying to spend some time with my best friends.
Awesome, yeah. And Eli, what about you?
Yeah, same for me. You know, I'll start off with that. You know, just soaking up those last few months, you know, being high schoolers and kids, you know, not having too many responsibilities. You know, once we go away kind of to college, you know, real life, you know, starts to come around. So doing those things like, you know, school dances, you know, going out with your friends, stuff like that. And then on top of that, I'm looking forward to baseball season coming up. You know, we got a pretty talented team this year. So looking forward to that too.
Wait, Eli, you play baseball?
Yeah, I do. I played second base last year. Not many people know. Most people are usually surprised. I don't like talk about it too much, but yeah, I played second base last year. And you know, we got a pitcher going to Auburn, a pitcher going to Miami, a kid going to Harvard. So you know, we got a pretty loaded team this year, and I think we could make another run there too. So I'm definitely excited for that.
Okay, Eli. Well, you have another chance to win another Whippy on state title. So good luck to you guys there. And yeah, I know Jack Smith, big time pitcher. I'm not really not that into or know much about who's good and who's not in Whitfield baseball, but I know that kid is good on your team. You say someone else going to Miami? Like,
yeah, so we have a freshman who committed to Miami over the summer, and he's, I think, like the top-ranked recruit in Pennsylvania for his class, so he's a stud. And then that kid's name is David Shields. And then Tyler Smith is a pitcher going to Auburn. He's a junior.
Wow. Man, I learned something new there. Freshman, Miami, like in Florida or Miami University of Ohio?
Like Miami, Florida.
My Lord. I mean, I've known like they've gone like a bunch of good football players, but man, they got whippy old baseball players to come to Miami. Man, that's crazy. Okay, cool there. Yeah, but here's another thing about all three of you. Besides you guys being great athletes, there's a bunch of other like really good athletes from your, not only from your school, but like in your grade. Like it's just nuts. It's just nuts to me though, because you got Eli, like you said, like those. I didn't even know about those baseball players, but I know like you guys have like some star lacrosse player on the girls' side that's like really good. Her name's like Reagan. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yep.
And yeah, then Ashley Connor's pretty good at basketball, St. Louis in the Atlantic 10. Still waiting to see where your buddy Alex will commit to. Waiting for that. And Kate, at your school, we got people like Troy Hellman. I don't know if I pronounced his last name correctly, but stud wrestler. As I said, Carter with lacrosse.
Yeah, I was going to say, Troy's actually one of my best friends. He just won Powerade, which he kind of explained to me was like this huge regional thing. So we're pretty excited for him.
Hey, if you're talking wrestling, Max Stout from Levo just won Powerade too. He's going to Pitt, so.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of him as well.
Here too.
And then Donovan, with you guys, it's just every single player on your team, I feel, is just going to play college football at one point or another. Between Tyrese and which one, Cameron Nagon offer from Penn State?
Cameron Lindsay, yeah, the linebacker.
Yeah, like, he's pretty good. Brandon Banks, all of them, Brandon Island, B9, definitely should be seeing an offer from him sometime soon. And, yeah, there's just so many athletes that come from Aliquippa too, both basketball and football stars. Donovan, as I said, you're going to expect you to get more offers in the future. But for Kate and Eli, who are ready to go to college in the near future, just tell me, for both of you, why you guys committed to the schools that you committed to. Eli, I'll start with you and Navy.
Yeah, so I'll start off with it sounds a little cliche, but, you know, going into the service and being a part of something bigger than myself is something that I've always been interested in. And, that paired with I've had a handful of family members who have served in the Navy, my grandfather, my uncle, and then people on my mom's side of the family have served in the Navy as well. And then another big thing for me is I've been twice. I've gone on two visits. And when I went down, it felt like home. Getting to talk with all the coaches, meeting some of the players, and just feeling, the atmosphere of, the campus and the atmosphere on game days. It just felt like I felt like I belonged there, and I could not be more excited to be heading there. So,
okay, so it's kind of like tradition. Well,
a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, cannot wait to see what success you had, not only in football, but for you potentially serving this country. So. I respect you for willing to put yourself and try to do that for all of us. I appreciate you there for that. Kate, you in Wisconsin, what made you choose Wisconsin?
Pretty much kind of like what Eli said. I definitely had that home feeling. But the number one thing for me kind of was when I first got there, like at camp, the guy was telling me like how great the people there are. And, like, I kind of thought it was, like, the kind of, like, the old pitch. Like, everyone here is great. But, I mean, it was kind of crazy how I kind of did fall in love with the people there. Just, like, the students, the players, the coaches, and especially the coaches and players. It just seemed it seemed like a team, like a team atmosphere, not like a me atmosphere. And that's something I've been a part of with Penn Trafford. That's something I want to continue to be a part of. So for me personally, I think it was the people, it was the players, it was that kind of atmosphere, that kind of team feeling that kind of really lead me more towards being a Badger.
Awesome to hear. So tell me, what's the relationship with you and head coach Paul Christ? Because I know he's like from here. I wouldn't be surprised because of his little bit of connections here in the Western Pennsylvania area. Now he looked around, saw some players, and we're like, yeah, Kate's a pretty good. I'm excited that he's coming to our camp, though. What's your relationship with him so far, still being in high school? Do you guys talk that often? Just tell us a little bit about that.
Me and Coach Chris have a good relationship. I'll tell you right now, I'll never forget when, after the camp, when he pulled me up in his office and offered me. That's something I'll never forget. And also, when I committed, I also committed in front of him in his office. So those are two memories I won't forget. But, I mean, he's just a phenomenal person, a phenomenal guy. He texted me on the holidays and stuff. When I signed, he gave me a call and was excited. A guy I was really close with, though, is Coach Rudolph, the O-line coach, but he unfortunately left for Virginia Tech, which stinks because we actually, believe it or not, my grandfather's sister, I believe, took his no, wait, no, my grandfather's brother, I think, took his, my grandfather's brother, my bad, my grandfather's brother took his father's sister to prom. If that made sense. That's kind of like, I know it took me a while to figure it out, but, so it's kind of like, it's a small world. So when he came over to my house, like, he came over for like an in-home visit, we were showing him like pictures and everything. So for him to be away kind of stinks just because, you know, like we built such a big relationship. But then again, though, like he called me and told me he was leaving before he was leaving. And he told me if I ever need anything to shoot out to him, because obviously he has a lot of connections there. He's been there for 16 years and he played there. But he's a phenomenal guy. Coach Chris is a phenomenal guy. And I think all the guys are, I think all the coaches are great people.
That's wonderful to hear that. The relationship with that you have with all the coaches so far. I like talk, you know, as I keep talking to all these athletes, I really do like talking because there's a story behind every single thing. And the stories that you guys have told so far, very interesting. And I just completely love it. So once again, you're all still in high school, but you guys definitely know players that are playing in the college level from all your schools though. So I want to hear, obviously I'm just going to assume you keep in touch with some of the ones that are playing college football, wherever they're at, though. So I just want to know what advice that some of them give you. So, Donovan, I'll start with you, with people like your brother and MJ and I think Avante play college football?
No, not anymore. He did, though.
Yeah, I know Will Gibson did as well, though. I mean, you got people like you got like Sarai Vischer, that's the dude I was thinking too, from who's now at Penn State. So just tell me, what do they tell you about the difference between playing football at the high school level and the college level? Have they told you? Or what's some advice they give you, Donovan?
You always got to work hard and make sure you use your schoolwork first, because school is going to come a long way and all that. And you got to be consistent. You can't go to a college workout and be like the best there and be the best at practice one day and then not be the best the next day. So you always got to work hard and just keep your consistency up and you make it through.
That's good. That's good to hear. Good to hear that the advice they're giving you, and good thing that you are going to do that once you get to play at the college level. Kate, anything that an old Penn Trafford players tell you between the difference or advice?
A lot of it's just like, I was actually talking to one of the linebackers who played for us at Chipotle one day, and he played, oh, I forget where he played, but he told me that pretty much just like, I mean, obviously same thing about grades and, you know, obviously doing what you should be doing like on time. But one thing he told me is just be yourself. Obviously, you gotta, like, trust yourself, trust your abilities. Obviously, like, everybody up there can play football. Everybody at that level can obviously compete. But when it comes down to it, I mean, if you don't believe in yourself, no one will. So they said, believe in yourself, believe in your abilities, and, you know, let everything fall into place.
And Eli, what about you?
The biggest thing that I've heard from those dudes is you just got to be patient. You know, most people don't really think about how, you know, especially at like a Division I level, all of the kids that are on the, you know, a Division I team, they, back at their hometown, they were all the best kid on their high school team. You know, so you gotta be patient and, you know, just wait for your time. And, that's been the biggest thing so far.
That's good. That's good to hear what you all said. Donovan, right now you play wide receiver and defensive back. Obviously, wherever school you go to, you probably would play the position the coaches tell you. But what do you think right now? What position do you feel like you could see yourself playing at the collegiate level?
Defensive back. I think I like defense more than the offense. And being from Alacupa, that's what they're known for, the DBs at Alacupa. And, yeah, that's what I got my Albany offer at. So I feel like other schools are going to recruit me at that too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised that you said that either. Like, you just, throughout this whole season, the highlights I've seen, from the Whitfield Championship game, even some of the other games for Prospect Ben, Dylan Film, and all that, though, like, yeah, you're a very good defensive back, so I'm not surprised you said that. I just want to hear you say that just to confirm. But, hey, if some school recruits you to play wide receiver, we'll see if that happens. And, let me know, because I think we would all be kind of shocked at that, though, just – by the way, you balled out as a defender.
Yeah.
Eli, you kind of do the same thing, wide receiver, defensive back. Has the Navy told you any idea on what you would want to play? Have they given you an idea what they want you to play, what you want to play?
Yeah, so they recruited me to play A-back, and their offense in A-back is like a slot, but it's not like a traditional slot that, you know, is getting a ton of receptions. It's the triple option, so I'd be getting a lot of handoffs and pitches and stuff like that. So I'd be a little bit more like a running back in college. You know, I'll still get a pass here and there, but, you know, not super often. And they have a saying that I've always liked at that position. They say A's make plays, so I always thought that was fun.
All right, interesting. Okay, you playing like some type of a running back. That's interesting. Okay. And, Kate, I've read articles, too, in which you could honestly do anything from what the articles I read from. So any idea what you want, what coaches are telling you right now? I mean, no matter what position I feel like they put you in, I feel like you're going to bowl, but I just want to know.
Thanks, but they didn't, like, give me a set in stone position, but they kind of gave me a little bit of a leeway where they think they're going to start me out as. So when Coach Rudolph came over on my visit, he said, like, they were kind of talking, and he said, as of right now, he said it looks like they're going to actually start me in RB, which is something that, I mean, obviously, I feel like I could do it, but, I mean, everybody said, like, it was so, like, locked down on defense. Not really them, but pretty much, you know, just, like, the media, the noise. So for him to say RB, especially because, you know, I always grew up playing running back and stuff, it was kind of cool.
All right, cool there. So it's, I cannot wait to see what you all do. I cannot wait to see if your team can run it back again. Cade, I cannot wait to see what you do at Wisconsin. Eli, if you guys want to be on state titles in Lebo, that would be a great story as well. But seriously, though, guys, I appreciate all three of you taking time out of your busy Wednesday. You guys probably have school the next day. I don't know if you guys go in person or online, but no matter what, though, you got to try and get through the school day. But anyway, yeah, once again, I appreciate all three of you for coming on and just talking about the recent success that you had and memories that you guys have that will last a lifetime. So once again, just go have fun, continue doing what you guys do, though. You guys are going to continue to be talked about based on the hard work, and you guys deserve it, I feel like. And I feel like you guys should continue to get the recognition and credit you deserve. So keep doing your things, and I wish you all luck in whatever you do. Donovan, once again, good luck to you in basketball. See if you guys can do something there, and I'm going to let you all go, if that's okay.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks.
Of course. You all have a great rest of your night.
You too.
So that was Eli Heidenreich, Cade Iacomelli, and Donovan Walker, all Whippeo and state champions. Wow. As I said earlier, I feel like the impact they've had, that they're going to have on little, that they've had on little kids, I feel like it's really strong, and I feel like there's going to be some players, too, from all three of those schools that are just going to ball out in the near future. And if it doesn't have to be me or someone from the media asks them who was some of their favorite players from their high school growing up, they're going to say he's one of those three guys. I'm telling you, like, I try to keep it 100. I try not to lie, and that's literally what I believe in. And all three of those guys are just straight-up ball players, and I just cannot wait, as I said, to see what they do, because I feel like at least one of them can definitely make the NFL, if not all three. I wouldn't be surprised if all three, though, but I would be shocked if someone would tell me that none of them would make the NFL, because I seriously think that all three of them are just that talented. I think all three of them deserve to put the word him in their Twitter and Instagram profiles, because they are literally that good. I mean, I don't think they would do that, though, but I think, like, they would be good enough in which someone would question them. They shouldn't. That they would have a lot of reasoning to back it up. That's literally all the time we have for this episode of Cover 3 Athletics Podcast. I appreciate you all listening. I appreciate Cade, Eli, and Donovan talking about their recent success. I appreciate all the support that you have all given us. We try to give all the positive recognition and credit for all these athletes, though. I love all these high school athletes continuing to work hard and ball out, and there's good competition, and just the fact that all that great competition is leading all these other athletes to work harder, that's the stuff you want to see each and every day. So for myself, Brentero. This has been another episode of Cover 3 Athletics Podcast. Appreciate you all listening, and you all have a great rest of your night.